Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ralph Kirshner, K-I-R-S-H-N-E-R, from New Hampton. I spent 10 years as the chairman of the New Hampton Conservation Commission until 2014, and I was on the boards of several environmental organizations in the state. Due to some annoying health issues, I'm no longer on any of them, so I can take my own position, which contradicts a lot of them, including the New Hampton Selectmen. To me, the aesthetics of the line, whether it's buried or not, are relatively unimportant. The environment is more than scenery. RSA 162H says that this committee is supposed to consider all environmental, economic, and technical issues in an integrated fashion. That means you have to look at more than just the transmission line. You have to look at both ends of it. This is a two-headed viper. You don't just look at the body of the snake, you look at the whole snake and see what's going on at both ends. This line amounts to murder for profit at both ends. Let's not fool ourselves. They're not building this for the sake of the consumer, they're building it for profit. And it's renewable energy, but it's not clean energy. At the Canadian end, Hydro-Quebec has flooded a watershed bigger than New England, and the rotting vegetation is creating all kinds of methane releases that are contributing to climate change. According to Hydro-Quebec's own statements that are available online, methylmercury is being released into the environment from their recent East Main Rupert dams that will be in the ecosystem for the next 30 years approximately and is biomagnified up the food chain. Now, I've spent weeks and hundreds of miles canoeing in the James Bay lowlands. I know the area. It's an unforgiving environment. The Cree who live there have little choice. They don't have supermarkets. They live off the land. Their food comes from the land. And mercury has insidious effects on the brains, particularly of children. And one small mistake in the winter, they have no choice. We're playing Hunger Games with their kids in order to generate the power that's coming down from Hydro-Quebec. I testified before this committee decades ago for the existing Hydro-Quebec Interconnect. And we have the same problem with Northern Pass that we had then. This is a two-way line. What Northern Pass doesn't include in any of their propaganda is the fact that we have to ship back as much power to Quebec as they are shipping south. Quebec power peaks in the winter when they use it for home heating, at a cost to their consumers of about a third of what we pay for electricity in New Hampshire. We peak in the summer. Good deal for both utilities, not such a good deal for the environment. You won't find that in any of Northern Pass's propaganda. It's buried on page 26 of a 172-page annual report from Northeast Utilities in 2009, where they call it they don't even call it Northern Pass. But it's clearly that project, because there is only one interconnect. At this end of the line, we have to produce that power from fossil fuels and nuclear power. We don't have enough renewables to produce that amount. So we are polluting just as much or more for the supposedly clean power that we're importing. The ISO says this power is not necessary. It's unreliable. We saw what happened in the 1998 ice storm. And essentially, if we approve this kind of project, rather than going to the kind of clean power that is truly available, we are telling our kids and Canada's kids in the future, well, sorry, but maybe may the odds be always in your favor. Thank you.